It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Just fine. A little chilled this morning.
It was pretty chilled last night, too. It's amazing how fast that temperature dropped yesterday.
Yeah, it's 39 right now. What did we get down to?
38.
Oh, well, we're still pretty close to that then.
Yep.
It's jacket weather this morning. Right, Courtney?
Right.
It's jacket weather. Oh, she's supposed to be quiet. She's in the back of the studio. What was I thinking? Well, Brett doesn't need to be quiet. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Kitchen remodels can be a trying time for a homeowner, but at Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we want you to know that we can make that process as painless as possible. From our cabinet shop, Town Center Cabinetry, we can truly help design your new layout, cabinets, and countertops, and let you see that room before ordering. With our plumbing department, we will have the advantage of several lines of products and the expertise of highly trained technicians. All of our cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, and materials are discounted every day to give you the best value around. We can be reached in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Great. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Courtney, you don't want to jump in and tell us anything about yourself? You're good for now?
I don't care.
Courtney Luttrell is in the back of the studio here. She's a trooper. I'll give her credit. She's an Adair Casey High School graduate, now attending Iowa Lakes up in Esterville. Esterville or Emmitsburg?
Esterville.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you went to the other camp. Oh, that's all right. You don't have to come up here. I don't need to put you on the spot this morning. We'll do that later. But she's interning with us now here at the tail end of the school year and then into the summer stuff, too. And she's one of those rare interns that actually believed us when we said you have to come in early in the morning. That usually doesn't happen. Usually they're begging for noon or later. So she's learning a little bit about what's going on around here. We'll see if we can get her running and screaming away from the station at some point, too, when she really learns what radio's like. They're always naive at that age, aren't they? We'll fix that. Hey, one of the things that folks are looking at doing, well, when the weather warms up a little bit more now, I hope you didn't do too much in the month of March thinking it was always going to be like that, but one of the things folks are doing these days is planting trees. A lot of different reasons that folks will plant trees. Some will do it for a windbreak, some will do it for shade, some just for decorative purposes. There are big trees, small trees, fir trees, all kinds of trees out there, and a lot of different reasons that folks will put them up. Well, this Sunday is Arbor Day, or not this Sunday, April 27th, a week from Sunday is Arbor Day. That's not even right. That's a week from today.
Isn't today Earth Day?
This weekend or something like that. It's like Earth Week or something.
That's next week, yeah.
Is that next week? Okay. Mm-hmm. Arbor Day is April 27th, which is a week from today. It's the 27th. I was looking at the 29th, but it's a week from today. So the Iowa State University Extension is trying to plan ahead for that by giving some folks some, once we get ourselves all lined up here and figure out where we're going, they are giving some folks some tips on doing some things, because trees do a lot of different things. Dick Duran and Willie Klein put together an article that talks a lot about why people would want to consider planting trees. And as we mentioned, in some cases it's to do a windbreak, in some cases it's to conserve energy, just to beautify the yard, attract some birds, clean the air, all kinds of different reasons that folks will do that. So those horticultural specialists are sharing some proper tree planting techniques. You know, you'd think that how tough could it be to plant a tree? You know, you dig a hole, you drop it in, you water it, right? It's that simple. Oh, there are a few mistakes, pretty common ones that people actually make when they do try to plant trees, and you can really kind of stunt the growth and a lot of other things, too, if it's not done properly. One of the things that's always asked, a question that's important, is how big a hole should you dig when you plant a tree? Sounds pretty simple, right? The tree comes usually in a burlap ball, and you dig it big enough to drop that in the hole, right? Well, that would be the wrong way to do it. When you're planting a bald and burlapped and container-grown tree in well-drained soils, they say that you should dig a hole that's 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the tree's root ball, but the depth of the hole should actually be 2 or 3 inches less than the height of that root ball. Common mistake that folks often make when planting trees is they'll just dig a deep hole and they'll drop that in so that root ball is completely underground by a few inches and then just fill it in. And so basically you're burying the lower part of that the base of the tree, and that's not the proper way to do it. You actually want that root ball to help slope up toward that above ground. So that's one of the hints that they give us. You want to slope the sides of the hole so that the top of the hole is actually several inches wider than the bottom. Now, if you're dealing with poorly drained sites, they can be tough locations for a lot of different trees. When you're planting in poorly drained soils, the width of the hole should be 2 to 3 times the diameter of the tree's root ball. And then the depth of the planting hole should be about 2/3 of the height of that root ball. So when it's placed in the hole, the top 1/3 of that ball should be above the surrounding soil. And then when you backfill, you want to place the soil up to the top of the root ball, gradually sloping it down to the surrounding soil line and create that sloping effect. Now, another question that's common is, what is the proper way to plant a bald and burlapped tree? Well, you want to dig a hole that's 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter, the depth of the hole, again, 2 to 3 inches less than the height of the root ball, and you want to slope that down so that it's a couple inches wider at the bottom. Now, when you grab the tree's root ball, you carefully lower that tree down into the hole, and the top of the root ball should be about 2 or 3 inches above the surrounding soil line, and you want to make sure the trunk is straight, too. Done that before? Seen people do that before. So concerned about the hole and backfilling and making sure you get the proper amount of watering done and things, and then you step back and take a look at it and realize, oops, it's not straight, and it doesn't look right, especially if you've got a line of them that you put in too. It does happen. So you want to make sure that you make sure that trunk is straight. Take a look at it before you get too far along, and then you want to backfill with the original soil. Now, they say not to add compost, peat, or any other organic materials to the soil at that time. You just want to gently firm that back soil, that backfill soil, into the hole with your hands. And when you plant the hole, when the planting hole is about a half full, cut and remove the twine off the tree. And you also want to cut away and remove that burlap on the top 1/3 to 1/2 of that root ball. Now, sometimes the root ball's in a wire basket. They suggest that you remove the top 1/3 to top 1/2 of that basket as well, and then completely fill the rest of the hole with soil. Now, place the soil up to the top of the root ball, gradually slope it down to the surrounding soil line, and once it's planted, then thoroughly water that tree as well. Now, poorly drained sites, again, are difficult locations for a lot of trees, so when you're selecting trees for those sites, they suggest that you choose trees that can tolerate poorly drained conditions, because in poorly drained soils, the depth of the planting hole should be about 2/3 of the height of that root ball. Now, when it's placed in the hole, the top 1/3 of that ball should be above the soil. Fill the hole with soil, place the soil up to the top of the root ball, and again, gradually slope it down to the surrounding soil line. Now, there's also container-grown trees, too. What's the best way to plant those? Well, if you're planting a container-grown tree, you want to dig a hole, again, that's 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the container. And the depth of that hole should be 2 or 3 inches less than the height of the soil ball, so that all stays the same. You want to slope the sides of the hole so that the top is several inches wider than the bottom. And in poorly drained soils, the depth of that hole should be about 2/3 of the height of that ball. Now, once the hole has been prepared, you want to carefully lay the tree down on its side, tap the sides of the container to loosen up the soil ball from the container, and then slide the tree out of that container. All the containers should be removed, even supposedly plantable ones. Now, if the sides of the soil ball are a mass of roots, you want to carefully shave off the outer 1/2 to 1 inch of that soil ball with a sharp spade or a saw, and then put the tree in the hole, and then you're going to do the same thing again. You're going to make sure the top of the soil ball should be 2 to 3 inches above the surrounding soil, and again, backfill it gradually, and then slope that back down again, too, and make sure you put plenty of water there as well. Now, if you have a bare root tree, prior to planting, they suggest that you soak the tree's roots in a bucket of water for 1 or 2 hours, and also at that time, you want to prune off any damaged or broken roots that you might find. And when you're ready to plant, you want to dig that hole again 2 to 3 times wider than the spread of the tree's root system, and the depth of the hole should be equal to the distance from the tree's trunk flare to the bottom of the roots. And that trunk flare is the point where the trunk begins to spread out as it meets the roots. You build up a cone-shaped mound of soil in the center of the hole and place that tree on top of that mound. And the trunk flare should be even with the surrounding soil. You want to spread the roots evenly over that mound then as well before you start backfilling with the original soil. And you want to firm that soil in the hole with your hands and place the soil up to that trunk flare. And then once you get it in the ground, you want to water that tree thoroughly. So a lot of different issues with regards to different types of trees. There are lots of shade and fruit trees that are also taken care of through grafting and things too. So that's another issue to deal with. But if you want to know more about that, if you go to the Iowa State University Extension website, you'll actually find a little video that they have online to show you all of those little details. Trees, well, in many cases, if they're taken care of, they'll last longer on this earth than most of us will. So if you do a nice job of that, they can provide a lot of shade, a little extra beauty, a little extra, a lot of things, windbreak, whatever, for a very, very long time for folks if you do it properly the first time.
So what time are you available today? You get all that expertise there now. I've got a couple trees I need planted. So.
I'm reading this, Brett. It's not off the top of my head.
Really? I thought you had that all down. I got some trees to plant. I thought I'd just have you come about 10 today.
I got a shovel.
If you do it at 4, too, you know, then we might be able to have a cold beer up.
I got a shovel. I got a shovel and a, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the back. It's not strong anymore. It's adequate, I suppose. We'll see. Give me a call. If the price is right, I'm there. Hey, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
69 years with Lennox gives Camlin Plumbing and Heating the right to say that there isn't any other brand out there that compares apples to apples with Lennox. With truly engineered products, Lennox stands way in front of on quality, warranty, and efficiencies. We offer furnaces with efficiencies up to 98.2% efficient. Totally efficient electric furnaces and up to 19 SEER ratings on heat pumps and air-to-air and air conditioners, and the best indoor air quality products on the market. Lennox and Camlin's. You've come to know us. You've come to trust us. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today, that author unknown's got another good one today. It says, the best things in life aren't things.
Okay.
That's right, isn't it?
And they're probably not free either.
Yeah, they may start to be free.
You never know. If you have any questions, you know, a lot of issues with regard to the different tree plantings and things, too. Another common mistake folks make is the wrong tree for the wrong location for the wrong purpose. So if you're not sure about any of those things and you'd like to know more to make sure you do it right the first time, you can call the ISU Extension Horticulture Hotline at 515-294-3108, or you can go online to email those folks at Hortline, Hortline, at iastate.edu. They'd be happy to answer your questions. Brett, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for
having me. Appreciate it very much. Courtney, thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
No problem? Great. All right. Hey, you go out and have a great weekend, and God bless America.